This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour, Nuggets back in action tonight. Joining us to talk about the Denver Nuggets from Altitude TV, Chris Dempsey. Chris, I like to read, man, I do, and I'm telling you, just reading the Nuggets injury report the last month could pretty much fulfill my entire need for the 2026 reading schedule, or the reading goals, I should say.
Yeah, no doubt about it, right? There's so many players that were on it, that continue to be on it, obviously. With Joker and Jonas Valanciunas and Cameron Johnson. So, it's just been what a ride, you know. What a ride. It's a lot more words than we ever want to see on an injury report. But, you know, the good thing for them is that they got a couple of those guys back, and as they keep, you know, working toward full workloads, Christian Brown and Aaron Gordon, that's going to bode well for the Nuggets, obviously, in the future. And, if we can just get past this entire month of January, we'll start to get some of those other guys back as well.
Well, and Chris, you kind of have to feel, at this stage at least, that they're kind of ahead of schedule. I mean, I see the starting lineup for the Philadelphia game, and I'm thinking, well, there's a punt. You know, they're like, you know what, we got a lot of guys banged up anyway. Let's give Jamal the night off. We were getting Gordon and Brown back in, but let's go ahead and just leave them out. And, you know, you get Jalen Pickett going off for 29 points. Peyton Watson has been phenomenal. Hunter Tyson and Zeke Nagy. I mean, when you win a game like that, I have no idea what to expect from this team now. Maybe I should start expecting them to win even without Joker.
Well, I do believe this. I believe that if, we all came into this season saying that this is maybe the deepest Nuggets team ever. And if that was your take, you know, at the beginning of the season, then there is a certain level of expectation that you can kind of still maintain. I mean, within reason, because these are all good players. And if we are recognizing that before, then we have to kind of recognize that now as well. Again, within reason, just because, you know, you're not going to win to the same level that you were when you had everybody available to you. But these are good players, man. Peyton Watson, you just named them all off. And you know, they haven't gotten to really put, you know, their really full games together because they're just kind of they're bit players, and you know, they're role players. And tonight you get 10 minutes, and next night maybe you get 15 minutes. But when you put them all out there and say, all right, here you go, 30 minutes, you know, what can you do? You start to see what kind of talent that you actually do have on this basketball team. So, you know, I was happy for those guys because, you know, you see the work that they put in to be effective on the court when they get their turn, and they're going to get it. I mean, they're going to continue getting, you know, playing time because obviously, as you just mentioned, the injuries situation continues to persist with the Nuggets. So it was really nice to see them be able to put their best foot forward on the other night, But I do think, Brady, when we talked about it, said, well, when Nikola was out, we said, if the Nuggets can be play 500 basketball while he's out, then I think that that's, you know, really reasonable. I think that's still, honestly, the analysis I would have of this team, but that was certainly well done by the Nuggets on those last two games of the road trip.
Yeah, no question. Chris Dempsey joining us, Altitude TV. All right, a couple things I want to get to here. But Peyton Watson, obviously nice game against Philadelphia, beautiful game against Boston with 30 points. I'm torn here, man. The better he gets, the more I'm like, yeah, but he's not going to be here for long. I know it's about the now, you know, your chances of winning a championship this year, but is at this stage as we talk, Chris, is there any chance Peyton Watson, they can get anything done? Because I'm looking at the payroll, I'm looking at the aprons and all that stuff, and it just does not seem possible.
Yeah, it's going to be very difficult, for Peyton. He's playing so well. I mean, it's going to be a big payday for him after the season is over. And, you know, we'll see how that goes. Look, I think to your point, when you look at the Nuggets financially, you know, some moves would probably have to be made in order to keep him, or they would just have to be okay with being in the second apron. I mean, but that would really severely impair your ability to make roster moves after that. So I don't know. You know, we'll see. This is a very interesting situation. There's no doubt about it, because you have really big salary players right at the top of your roster. And so, you know, whether they can keep Peyton Watson, I don't know. Maneuvering would have to be done for sure to keep themselves under aprons and, you know, out of the luxury tax and all that kind of stuff. But I think for the Nuggets, they probably feel like it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, sure.
They would much rather have him playing like this and help them potentially win another NBA title than him not playing like this, and now they're struggling as a team.
Chris, David Adelman, man, this stretch, I mean, I was excited about that hire. I liked the hire. It made sense to me. But when you see a team face adversity like this, and they've certainly faced a lot in the month of December, now bleeding into January, I think he moves up a notch in a lot of people's, you know, a lot of people's book, you know, no question. Let me ask you, does Malone get the same results from this group, from what we saw against Philadelphia? Does he seem to have the same morale? I mean, it's only been a week or so, I get it, but I mean, do you get the feeling that David Adelman just has a different way about him that maybe Michael Malone didn't achieve anymore, or just wasn't at that point, at least later in his career?
So this is an interesting question, and what I would say to that is I would go back to the Michael Malone era, because I think this kind of toughness from this basketball team, I think it did start with him. And, you know, there were certain games over the years where they were short-staffed or what have you, and they were able to pull out wins in some circumstances where we thought they most certainly shouldn't have pulled out a win. So I actually think this does start with Michael Malone, and then it continues on with David Adelman. David Adelman obviously was on those staffs under Coach Malone. So I think this is a continuation of that. And, you know, I think the one thing that David Adelman really does have is, you know, he's super no-nonsense, very matter-of-fact, but also at the same time, very understanding. He cares about those players. They can feel it. He's just a basketball junkie, period, and I'm certain, and they can see that. And so I think from the standpoint of you had a culture that was kind of set under Malone that now continues under David Adelman. And even though the personalities of the coaches are different, their underlying competitive nature and you know, the ability to get players to not make excuses has been really exemplary, and so I think that both of these coaches would have gotten those you know, would have gotten those at least the effort. I mean, you can't, you know, we don't know how the game would have ended up, but certainly I think the Malone would have gotten that same effort even if the wins weren't there. And I just think that David Adelman is a continuation of that.
Chris, how about this one? Staying on kind of in that same conversation, is David Adelman getting? Is he finding ways to get more out of Jamal Murray? Because, listen, we've seen Jamal Murray have amazing games, but we, you know, on the broadcast, we hear the Murray flurry, we hear playoff Murray. It seems like so far from the beginning to where we are now, Jamal has played like an all-star. And I've always put the pressure on Jamal because I think he could be that guy every single night. It seems like David Adelman's getting him to do that. Is that a fair assessment of how Jamal Murray's season has gone?
That's interesting. You know, I think a couple of things are happening with Jamal Murray. One, he had an off season where, you know, he was really able to dial in on improving whatever he felt needed to be improved, right? And really, there was no injury rehab. There was no, you know, other distraction. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
If you have an off season that you can really go about the business of improving the areas of your game that you feel need improving, that is huge. So I think, one, he had that offseason to be able to really hone in on himself and improve himself in all the ways he felt needed improving. And then part two to this, I think David Adelman offensively really is a genius, to be honest with you. I mean, when I watch this film, the Nuggets don't run. It's so drastically different from what it looked like last year on offense with them. He has, I think, found ways to put Jamal in situations that are very advantageous to him, that are getting straight to his strengths, that are keeping, by and large, keeping defenses from blitzing him all the time. And so he's playing in more space than maybe he has been able to in the past. And then part three, I think we just have to give Jamal Murray a whole lot of credit. Like, this is a very smart basketball player, guys. And, like, it is, you know, he, his ability to manipulate defenses, to understand where to go with the ball on when he's being doubled, to his angles, manipulating angles on offense is huge. His ability to make any pass. I mean, I'm just going to do a breakdown actually for tonight's pregame show of three of his passes against the Celtics. And one of them was a behind-the-back pocket pass to Bruce Brown after a pick and roll. Well, I mean, he's got that in his bag. And so the ability to play with smarts, high basketball IQ, the offseason being one that he needed, and then a coach that has also put him in the best possible situations to succeed, I think are all exactly the reasons why we're seeing Jamal Murray really flourish this season.
It's fun to watch, man. I love it. It's a blast. Last one for you, Chris, while we're here. Nikola Jokic, anything new to update as far as his timeline?
No, not really. You know, it's still going to be an evaluation situation after 4 weeks. And, you know, we'll see. You know, we'll see from there. So, he's a tough guy, though, man. He's going to want to play as soon as possible. But I think in this situation, you got to sit it and let it heal. You know, it's a bone bruise caused by a hyperextension of that knee, and those things just need time to be able to heal it. So nothing new on that front. We should know more at the end of January. And then hopefully we get him back soon thereafter.
All right, Chris, I'll be watching tonight, my friend. I'm looking forward to that breakdown of Jamal Murray, no question. Not many better at talking Denver Nuggets when it comes to the Nuggets. Chris Dempsey's the guy to do it, man. Appreciate you as always, and we'll look to catch up with you next week.
Absolutely, Brady. Thank you.
All right, man. Chris Dempsey, Altitude TV. So nothing new on Nikola Jokic. He's a tough guy, but it doesn't matter. Sometimes you got to make sure that that's okay, because you want him ready for the postseason. He said, Chris, sorry, I did not see that text. I'd like to see Holmes come around. How does Chris feel about him? Holmes is really raw right now. And you got to remember, guys, like his rookie year, he was hurt. So this is his rookie year. So he could turn out to be a player. I think he could be okay. Maybe better than okay. But who knows, man? I didn't freaking know Spencer Jones was going to be the type of player that he's turned into be for the Nuggets, at least this season. 48 minutes after the hour, the injury report for the Nuggets tonight is Bruce Brown is listed as day-to-day, who's a new one there, with right knee inflammation. Christian Brown is listed as day-to-day. Actually, he's listed as probable. Aaron Gordon, hamstring, probable. Spencer Jones, ankle, also an illness. Why not? He is questionable for tonight's game. Jamal Murray, probable. Jonas out, Joker out, Cam out. 48 after the hour. It's the whole show. We're out for now, but we'll be right back.
For Hall of Fame Preps Talk, listen to Coach Speak. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.